This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from Wednesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said it is also a landmark and a historic visit since this will be the first time an Indian Prime Minister will be visiting Ukraine in more than 30 years since the diplomatic relations were established. Later, replying to a media query on Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Lal said, India has maintained a very clear and consistent position that diplomacy and dialogue can resolve the conflict and can lead to enduring peace, so dialogue is absolutely essential. The secretary said Prime Minister Modi had conversations with leaders of both Russia and Ukraine. Mr. Lal stated that India is willing to provide all possible support and contribution required to help find peaceful solutions to this complex issue. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. It was attended by Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Dr. Vivek Joshi, Managing Directors and Chief Executive Officer of Public Sector Banks and other senior officials. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today held talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Deoba in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed multifaceted bilateral cooperation, including in the area of energy, trade, connectivity and infrastructure development. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar expressed happiness that Nepal will be exporting close to 1,000 megawatt of electricity to India. The External Affairs Minister said India's neighborhood first policy and unique people to people and cultural connect propels the relationship forward. Nepalese Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Deoba arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. Prime Minister of Malaysia Dato' Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. This will be his first visit as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. The External Affairs Ministry said the Prime Minister of Malaysia will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. During his visit, he will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is interrogating the former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh. Today is the fourth day of his interrogation. On the other hand, Leader of the Opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, has said that he will provide legal assistance to those who have received notices from the state police and their cybercrime department regarding social media posts related to the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Adhikari alleged that residents of West Bengal and other parts of the country are receiving notices under Section 168 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita or BNSS. BJP has demanded the resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the alleged rape and murder of a medical student in Kolkata. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said, alleged that the deeds of Mamata Banerjee have destroyed the dignity of women, rule of law and evidence in the heinous crime. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested four accused, including a manager of Northern Coalfields Limited, Singrauli in Madhya Pradesh, in a bribery and corruption case. It has also recovered around 4 crore rupees in cash during the search from the accused manager's residence. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Central Reserve Police Force officer was killed after terrorists attacked a CRPF patrol party in Udhampur district this afternoon. In Cheel area of Ramnagar, Tehsil of Udhampur district, the terrorist opened indiscriminate fire. And that is the end of this news bulletin.